So Prabhupada said, print my books and distribute. Now we can't actually say, distribute laptops or phones containing Prabhupada's books. We have to distribute physical books. So what do we do? Actually, I think our generation's problems are enough for us to deal with. 50 generations, Krishna will send intelligent, devoted souls in each generation of his mission to carry on his mission. So we can focus on our generation. And yeah, we can of course have to, there are leaders who are doing some succession planning. But we just can't foresee the future too far into the future. We would force it to a little bit. So 2 points I would say about this. First is that in general, the digital distribution and the physical distribution, they are not competitive. They are actually complementary. That means that there are some people who read only digital books and they don't read physical books. So if we keep our message restricted only to physical books, we'll not reach them. And there are people who read physical as well as digital. So if our message is available in the digital books, digital format also, then those people may connect with that. And so many people prefer to read short things on computers or on phones. And when they want to read something, they just browse through books, they look at their excerpts, look at some sections. This seems interesting. Then they get a physical copy and they read it. So the digital presentation of our message can actually expand the physical presentation also. So especially the younger generation, it's mostly on the digital devices. So it's not that they don't read books, but first they explore on the digital realm. There's a Pew Research Foundation, which is especially known for doing surveys about religious organizations, into religion. They found that in the last 20 years, or the last one or two decades basically, in the age group of 15 to 40, the people who converted to Christianity, almost 40% of them were introduced online to Christianity. That's 40%. So it's a substantial number. So if we are not presenting our message, others are going to present their message anyway. Then people will go over there. So we have to present in the traditional format for people who are ready to take in the traditional format. We have to present in the contemporary format for those who are ready to take in the contemporary format. We have to be present wherever people are present so that Krishna's message is available to them. And how to do it in future generations, we really don't know at this stage how the world will change. Now, maybe 5-10 years ago, people had thought that the physical books are going to go out of print because digital books are going so much. But at least last year's survey indicates that again physical books are going up. So people still want to feel books in their hands. Digital books have been going up also, but physical books have had a resurgence. So we can't, the world is changing so fast. In the past, changes that would take 50 years or 500 years, now they're happening in 5 years. So we can't really predict much in the future. But we have to be resourceful. Make Krishna available in whatever forum people are searching for. Does that answer your question? Thank you.